Welcome into the Saturday, a weekend drive. Jason Stein here with you, along with my partner, Mike Whalen, and our new partner this weekend, Larry Veliquet. Mike Martinez is off. Larry, of course, covers Fiat Chrysler for us, as well as the Volkswagen Group. Larry, a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks.
You're a bit of a showstopper, hopefully not on this show, but let's get to a very topical story of the last few weeks, all about auto shows. You won't need winter gloves for the 2020 Detroit Auto Show. The event is moving from January to a warmer time of year. This as organizers look to modernize the show and stop a stream of automakers from pulling out. But weather isn't the problem. Manufacturers are skipping other global shows as they redirect marketing bucks to more targeted events. Is the auto show, as we know it, on thin ice? Okay, so thin ice, or an unstable footing, or a new footing?
You know, no ice for an auto show is good news for me. I mean, every year when the auto show comes into town, it seems like it is the worst, deadliest winter week in Detroit. And I think moving it to a nicer climate is not just good for us covering it, but I think for attendance too. I remember a few years back, we were talking to the DADA that puts on the North American International Auto Show.
The Detroit Auto Dealers.
And we were talking to them about changing the name to the Detroit Auto Show, wanting to be, you know, coming up with the Detroit, the Renaissance, and moving the show away from CES and maybe putting it in June, October, somewhere around there, which is now what they're thinking of. And I think they're finally hopping on board because they've realized they can't sit stagnant and let CES take over and just do what they've been doing for years, because in this type of environment, it's not going to work.
And we should say, breaking news on this is the fact that last week, our own Nick Gibbs reported that Ford was also pulling out of the Geneva Auto Show, which would seem unthinkable if you go back a number of years, given the size and scope of Ford's presence there. So we've got Mercedes that pulled out of Detroit in February. We have BMW in March. We have Audi in May. Now we have various automakers stepping away from other more traditional global shows. A bigger problem than just being in January. Right, Larry?
Yeah. If you look at what's going on globally, the problem is not the weather in January. As much as that might be, you know, difficult for you, Mike, it's not the weather.
No.
Right? It's auto shows. Yeah. It's auto shows and trying for automakers trying to get their news in 15-minute increments that are one of 12 during the day, and trying to make a splash with that much money. They spend a tremendous amount of money on those presentations. All these production work that they do for these things, and then they go in, they get 15 minutes, and then the crowd moves on to the next thing.
And 24-hour news cycle. I mean, trying to stay in that spotlight at an auto show is extremely difficult, as Larry was saying, and to actually be able to go off site and do the same event and maybe have 1, 2, 3 days of coverage, that seems a lot more bang for your buck.
Hello, I'm Hannah Lutz for Automotive News. I'd like you to join me for 40 Under 40 Live, an interactive online discussion with five of this year's 40 Under 40 retail honorees. On July 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, learn how in a flat new vehicle sales market, dealerships are turning their energy elsewhere, homing in especially on the used vehicle business, finance and insurance, and fixed operations. And the best part, you'll be able to ask the honorees questions to find out how their secrets to success can apply to your business. It's completely free and easy to attend. Save your seat now at autonews.com/40under40live.
Controlling the message, controlling the crowd,
bringing
in your various constituents in waves, whether it's your own employees, whether it's media, various ways of bringing in the people who you want on your own schedule. But let's talk about something else that's also going on. And I will turn to a certain 13-year-old boy who might live in my household who wanted me to see the new Mercedes-Benz pickup truck. So let's roll the video on this. Here is the new Mercedes-Benz pickup truck that has yet to be released in North America, or, you know, frankly, anywhere, on the streets of Detroit in front of a mocked-up Cobo Hall. Isn't that, Larry, the biggest problem? Is that he's already driven the truck.
Right.
The truck's already been shown. And by the way, a little poke in the eye, it's being shown in the video game right outside of a mocked-up Detroit.
Yeah, that is a problem. And I tell you what, it's a problem for auto shows trying to do the same thing over and over again. When the population has moved on, when automakers have moved on, The only people that haven't moved on are auto shows and journalists, right?
Auto shows and journalists. There you go.
It's funny. We're lamenting this big change. Oh, we can't do this. The problem is not us. It's auto shows and consumers.
Well, we talked to GM North America President Alan Beatty a couple weeks ago regarding the Detroit Auto Show specifically. And he said that they're getting almost more bang for their buck on the regional shows. He said Detroit's kind of this outlier compared to regular shows. But when you go down to it, the auto shows are meant for the consumer. Mm-hmm. Detroit has turned into a media show, but at the end of the day, they're there to sell vehicles and maybe targeting where they're doing things a little bit better with the marketing dollars gives more bang for their buck, as we were talking about before.
That's the confusion that's been created by this argument, right? So it's not necessarily the 1 million people who go through the doors, which, by the way, is meant to sell vehicles.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about different concepts. You know, Goodwood for years in England has held a festival of speed, right? There's also a festival of motoring that's being run now in Istanbul, or will be run, which...
Not Constantinople.
The other one. And then Johannesburg, where in South Africa, the auto show was dying and the Festival of Motoring was created. Allow people to experience the cars firsthand, experiential marketing, right? And you see all kinds of, look, whether you want to buy an Apple product or, you know, what have you. Well, you might not buy an Apple product. If you want to buy an Apple product, the Apple Store allows you to go in and touch and feel and you know, hold the product.
Well, and all experiential marketing has been this huge thing that's just grown and grown and grown. Jeep, I mean, kind of is the shining star of it with what they do out in Moab and different things like that. So, I mean, auto shows are adapting. And it sounds like, Jason, Alan Beatty also brought this up, that maybe possibly putting the auto show with the Detroit Grand Prix that occurs on Belle Isle in Detroit and making more of this festival. And if GM's kind of behind that, I mean, I could see them kind of leaning toward that for the Detroit show and maybe more shows becoming B-type shows. And we have two or three complete countrywide shows. L.A. might even fall under that too, but have New York and Detroit.
So Alan Beatty's going to make Mark Royce crash again in order to drive traffic for the Detroit Auto Show?
Not touching that.
No, none of us will. Mike Whalen, thank you so much. Larry, always great to see you. And we'll see you here next week on Weekend Drive.